Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Call Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Joe Biden, I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
There were no concerns raised?
Brett, Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
What's that line from Donnie Brasco?
Not the question. Ain't the question.
You know what? When did you know that he was unfit? Oh, no, because I have styled myself as an expert on Donald Trump's unfitness, and you've been pretty close to figuring this out. But this whole...
Brett, Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
Oh, yeah, not anymore after you pushed him off. I mean, okay. But her goal in this interview, I mean, probably goal number one was to not look too bad. Fail. but her other goal is to make everything come back to attacking Trump. The whole campaign is Trump's terrible and I'm not him. And so when Brett is asking her about policy decisions that she wants to be, you know, credited for and be a part of the administration, and she just doesn't want to answer and just wants to say, you know, Trump is bad and it's all about him. And he thwarted us even when he wasn't in office. He made it so hard for us to do our jobs. Dang him. He's such a mean guy. Anyway, but this question about Biden is a fair one because, as we've said many times, she would have been the person in the best position who's not like a family member of his or a cabinet member, although they have significantly, they could have said something too. But the vice president has unique powers under the Constitution to observe that the president's not fit for office. And if he's not fit to run for re-election, because in 4 years, who knows, and right now, then when did she know? And doesn't she have any concerns about him at all? Because we have all watched the president. We have all seen the decline. The decline is obvious, and it raises all kinds of questions about, you know, who's making the decisions and would he be available in a crisis and so forth, right?
I understand.
And Donald Trump
but
is.
But you talked about it.
And Donald Trump
after
is.
After George Clooney said within a few minutes of talking to President
Donald
Biden
Trump,
at a fundraiser that he thought this was not the same Joe Biden that we saw on the
Donald
debate stage.
Donald Trump is on the ballot.
I understand. You met with him at least once a week for 3.5 years. You didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. I just have no respect for people who can't answer a straight question. Be a human. You know what? Just say it. Of course I had questions about him. Of course I had my suspicions and my concerns. But the basic rule of debating. When your opponent has a point, admit the point. It makes you look less dumb. When you deny the basic point that everybody knows they've got, it's kind of like the immigration thing. You know, how do you answer the question about the mother of the child who was killed? You admit that your policy was responsible. Just admit it. Everybody knows it. Everybody believes it. You're not conceding anything. It costs you nothing and gains you credibility. The same thing here. You know what? Yeah, of course. We have all seen. He's, 82, 83? I can't remember the president's age all of a sudden. It's 82, I think. But anyway, just admit it. Of course, he's an 82-year-old. Of course. He doesn't speak as quickly. He doesn't walk as well. He stumbles when he goes up the stairs. We've all seen it. Brett, of course. Why is it? You know what she could have done? Oh God, this would have been brilliant. I'm not advising her to do it, but she could. Brett, we have a very elderly president who I still think is a far better pick than President Trump and is certainly capable of filling out his term of office. But why are you so bent on fixating on his issues as an old man? Why is this so interesting to you? He's not on the ballot. He's not running anymore. You win. I am. Can we talk about that? I mean, you know, like, there's all kinds of things you can say. But she just gets locked into deny, obfuscate, evade, serpentine.
Didn't have any concerns?
I think the American people have a concern about Donald Trump.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about. I-10 and I-110 are flowing smoothly. Seeing some delays on Highway 90 westbound if you're around the Pea Ridge area right in front of the Walmart and that area. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
So this interview was a series of very bad moments for Kamala Harris. I've never seen the like. This was honestly, it reminded me the most of anything since then of the debate between Biden and Trump. Not because she had stumbles and gaffes. Not because she couldn't put a sentence together, but because she could only put together the sentences that she had memorized from her handlers. She was the Kamala bot spitting out the input that she'd been taught to memorize. And whenever she'd get off script, all she could do is say, well, don't interrupt me. I'm trying to finish my script. How dare you make me think? What's wrong with you?
You were asked on 60 Minutes about the biggest threat that the world faces, that the U.S. faces. This is what you said.
Which foreign country do you consider to be our greatest adversary?
I think there's an obvious one in mind, which is Iran. Iran has American blood on their hands, okay? This attack on Israel, 200 ballistic missiles, what we need to do to ensure that Iran never achieves the ability to be a nuclear power, that is one of my highest priorities.
A number of experts thought you would say China. The FBI director had said that. But you said Iran. If that's the case, what do you say to critics who look at the actions of your administration and say you're not acting like Iran is the number one threat?
Well, I will tell you most recently, whether it was in April or in October, and then several hours on each occasion that Iran posed a threat to Israel, I was there. Most recently in the Situation Room, in the most recent attack, working with the heads of our military and doing what America must always do to defend and to support Israel in its requirement to defend itself.
Your administration doesn't act like Iran is the major threat. They've made it possible for them to have all kinds of money. They have been unable to make any impact on the conflict in the Middle East, which has escalated dramatically under you and your boss's leadership. And that's not even the issue because you're not even talking about China, which is the better concern. And your answer is?
I was there.
Wow. 437-1620, did you watch? What'd you think? I was amazed. The only thing I can say in defense of the Harris campaign, who probably this was a terrible choice for them to make, is they probably thought, and maybe rightly so, it carries no downside consequence for them. What are they going to do? Lose the vote of Fox News viewers? You know, I mean, the liberal media isn't paying any attention to this at all. Like, they have pretended it doesn't exist. They played one or two, you know, other clips from her, and it's, you know, that almost make her look good. That's it. This didn't happen. There's nothing to see here. There's no problem. This is definitely not what happens when you have a candidate who didn't even run in a primary or get any votes and we suddenly coronate her and pretend that she's as good as her boss and the boss before him. Man, it was amazing. So other things that came up in the conversation, which again, it was just a matter of why won't you just say what you believe? Why can't you just embrace the things that you clearly stand for? Like, on immigration was the opening, like, 8 minutes of it, and a lot of good questions on immigration that she just wouldn't answer.
That's the premise of this question. There were 90-plus executive orders that were rescinded in the first days. Many of those were Trump border policies. I'm not going to stay here because there's other things to talk about, but you frequently talk to the Border Patrol Union for support of that bipartisan bill, and they did. They supported it. But they also just endorsed Donald Trump and said you've been, quote, a failure with border security. Why do you think they said that?
I think they're frustrated, and I get it. They want support. They want support, and that's what that border security bill would have done. These guys down at the border, these men and women, they're working hard. They're working around the clock. I get it.
I get it. They're working hard. It's difficult. You know, it is difficult to be vice president. And even though I was in charge of border policy and it was a complete disaster, I get it. They're working hard. They're frustrated. But that's not an answer, nor is it responsibility.
There's a lot of people that look back at what you said at 2019 when you first ran for president. And there have been changes, and you've talked about some of them. When it comes to immigration, you supported allowing immigrants in the country illegally to apply for driver's license, to qualify for free tuition at universities, to be enrolled in free health care. Do you still support those things?
Listen, that was 5 years ago, and I'm very clear that I will follow the law. I have made that statement over and over again, and as Vice President of the United States, that's exactly what I've done, not to mention before.
Yeah, but you have a power to shape the law. And you have a power to enforce the law variously depending on what you believe, which your boss has very much done. What do you actually believe about these things? Why not answer the question? If you've completely changed, then repudiate those things. Say you don't believe in those things. If you haven't changed, then say you believe in them. I mean, why this? I'm not going to answer other than to say I'll enforce the law, which I have power to shape, and I'm not going to tell you how I want to shape it.
You, if that's the case, you chose a running mate, Tim Walz, who, governor of Minnesota, who signed those very things into state law. So do you support that?
We are very clear, and I am very clear, as is Tim Walz, that we must support and enforce federal law, and that is exactly what we will do.
But the president's viewpoints on these positions is important.
So decriminalizing border crossings, like you said in 2019.
I do not believe in decriminalizing border crossings, and I've not done that as vice president, and I will not do that as president.
So these are evolutions you've had.
No, but let's be very clear. I'm the only person who's running for president who has prosecuted transnational criminal organizations.
I got my bullet in. I got my comment. I get to say it. And then they switch gears, and this was kind of an odd one, too, because it was an unwillingness to say what her view is, to hide from her history and her record and her viewpoint and Walz's viewpoint and the party's viewpoint on these matters.
This is a time when voters, especially here in Pennsylvania, are inundated with commercials and ads. They just want it to stop because it's every commercial. But many of them add noise, but a few of them seem to break through. This particular one from the Trump campaign has gotten a lot of attention.
Kamala supports taxpayer-funded sex changes for prisoners.
Surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. Every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access.
So are you still in support of using taxpayer dollars to help prison inmates or detained illegal aliens to transition to another gender?
I will follow the law. And it's a law that Donald Trump actually followed.
And she tried to make it seem as though she and Trump were the same and the law was the same for both of them. But again, what's your view on this law? That's what people want to know. We know what you've believed in the past. What about now?
Do you still advocate for using taxpayer dollars for gender reassignment surgeries?
I will follow the law, just as I think Donald Trump would say he did.
You would have a say as president.
He spent $20 million on those ads, trying to create a sense of fear in the voters because he actually has no plan in this election that is about focusing on the needs of the American people. Whereas, at $20 million on that ad, on an issue that, as it relates to the biggest issues that affect the American people, is really quite remote.
But it's an issue people care about. It's the kind of thing that people want to hear you have common sense about. And just say it instead of evading the question. Because you can make the argument that it doesn't happen very often. Should it ever happen? But even if you say it doesn't happen very often, say, you know, I don't think that happens very often. I think it's right to provide these surgeries for people. Or I don't think it happens very often. I don't support it happening for people. But say something instead of just saying, I'm not going to answer, I'm going to enforce the law, and then trying to turn it back to how Trump that wicked, no good, baddie bad, you know? Because this comment about how everything she says and believes.
We are very clear, and I am very clear.
about nothing. About nothing other than, I'm not going to answer these questions. I'm not going to provide you anything other than the talking points that I've provided many times already. 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yeah. Well, but Trump is even worse. Okay. Don't you know how bad Trump is, Andrew? How many times have I told you? I think they both have massive flaws, massive problems. And it's not as though he's the direct answer guy either, right? I get it, but she's the one who did the interview with Fox News, and this is the information that we have to talk about. 437-1620, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still no accidents to let you know about, but I am seeing some delays on I-10 eastbound from the Pine Forest exit all the way past Highway 29 through that construction zone. Is starting to see some congestion delays, maybe about a five-minute delay there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you've got an import, you've got a Honda, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a BMW, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus. These are nice quality cars. You can, you know, you think I've got to go to the dealership for this. You don't. You can go anywhere. There's actually federal law protects you in the ability to go anywhere to get them serviced. And Bobby Likas Auto Service, they work on these. That'll save you the cost, right? Comparison is usually less. And also the distance, if you have to travel to the dealership or expend gas and, of course, time. Sometimes you get stuck in traffic going to Destin or Mobile or whatever. Domestics, they work on those too. Diesel engines, gas engines, whatever it is. If you're driving it, Bobby Likas can work on it. Their philosophy, by the way, is kind of like to prevent the bad things from happening by doing the routine scheduled maintenance, to see a little bit more often for the little stuff, you know, kind of like you go to the doctor for the regular checkup, go to the Bobby Likas for the regular checkup for your car. CarClinicService.com is the website, like a health care clinic for your car is kind of the idea. And remember, if you go to the doctor, your body is self-healing. Your car is not self-healing. Bobby Likas Auto Service also does fleet service. So if you oversee a group of cars, GSA Fleet, Merchant Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and more. Two locations now on Davis Highway and on US 29 across from Walmart.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Some people believe that Jesus came into the world primarily for social reasons. They believe he came to feed the poor or heal the sick. The truth is, the primary reason Jesus came into the world was not social at all, but it was spiritual. Luke 19:10 explains that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Mark 10:45 says that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Spiritually speaking, we all have a serious sin problem, and God gave his only begotten Son to die in your place and in mine to make atonement for our sin. Jesus came as a medicinal healing balm for a sin-sick people. I urge you to admit that you're a sinner and call upon Christ to save you.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who is not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next door neighbor has three rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
So shy, like a child who had grown young.
Good morning, 729 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, tributes are pouring in after the death of One Direction star Liam Payne. He died Wednesday after falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires.
Payne was in Argentina, actually, to see his fellow One Directioner, Niall Horan, perform at a concert in Argentina. And moments like that did give people hope that there may someday be a One Direction reunion.
And that's entertainment reporter Sean Mandel. But the exact circumstances surrounding the death are still under investigation. Payne does leave behind a son that was born in 2017.
Yeah, what a super bizarre story. And obviously somebody so young to die in such a weird circumstances. It's a weird one. David, thanks.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Kamala Harris, in her first interview on Fox News Channel with Special Reports' Brett Baer, says she's not President Biden.
My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. And like every new president that comes in to office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas.
Donald Trump Jr. later on Fox.
You don't go on Brett Baer if you're winning. This is an act of desperation from a desperate person.
A new Fox News poll shows former President Trump regaining a small lead nationally. President Biden's on his way to Germany.
We have worked together closely to strengthen our economies for both our people and provide critical support for Ukraine.
White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre, the trip was rescheduled so President Biden could be in the country when Hurricane Milton hit Florida last week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is, we've got 50 degrees here in Pensacola. Sunny this morning. Eight men now facing drug charges after a years-long law enforcement operation called Last Supper wrapped up in Santa Rosa County. The sheriff's office held a press conference yesterday. Sheriff Bob Johnson presented a diagram of an illegal drug distribution chain that had been operating in the county. At the top was a man known as Preacher, 41-year-old David Kennedy of Milton.
Back when I was in narcotics in the 90s, he was a target for us. That's how long he's been selling dope in Santa Rosa County. So this dirtbag, hopefully, will go to prison and not get out anytime soon because we're tired of dealing with him.
And Sheriff Johnson held a press conference yesterday. Kennedy and another man, 52-year-old Roosevelt Tawn Jones, now both face federal conspiracy charges. Another six men also facing various state charges of either drug trafficking or possession. As a result of the operation, law enforcement says they seized 5.6 kilos of cocaine, large quantities of fentanyl, meth, hydrocodone, marijuana, and THC edibles. They also seized about $65,000 in drug money and eight guns. Now, the debate over the legalization of marijuana in Florida will be settled next month with Amendment 3 that would legalize the possession of use of recreational marijuana for any adult over 21.
If this passes, the legislature still has the ability to regulate where marijuana can be consumed, meaning, you know, you're not going to necessarily have this massive, uprising of people smoking in public. You may initially until legislators or local governments regulate it, but it wouldn't be a guarantee that that would occur.
State Representative Alex Andrade there, he talked with Channel 3. The amendment would allow for individuals to possess up to 3 ounces of pot. It would not allow people to grow their own. Florida law would require a 60% approval for that amendment to be put into the state constitution. Well, there's reports now that some ECAT bus stop benches around Escambia County are vanishing. Channel 3 reports that the bench at Massachusetts Avenue and W Street was recently removed, and Escambia County spokesperson says ECAT has been evaluating bus stop locations for cleanliness, safety, ease of access, and says some of these benches have been removed due to numerous issues involving homeless individuals, which led to complaints from ECAT riders. Right now, there's no word on how many benches have been removed or if they will be replaced at some point. The Santa Rosa County School District is investigating potential financial improprieties involving an employee or possibly multiple employees of the school district. Right now, there's not a lot of information on the investigation, such as the name or names of those employees, but the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office has confirmed that FDLE is also involved in this investigation. It's 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. But again, I-10 eastbound past the Pine Forest exit heading toward Highway 29 through that construction zone is pretty much about a 10-15 minute delay. Also, if you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile, you're going to see some congestion delays there also. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now we do have sunny skies here across the area, 50 degrees in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. A few degrees cooler, we've got 45 reported in Milton right now. Our next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Intel products sold in China have been recommended for a security review by officials who allege the chipmaker poses serious risks to national security. The Cybersecurity Association of China outlined alleged vulnerabilities in Intel's CPU chips, claiming the flaws show an irresponsible attitude towards its customers. Diamond Sports and FanDuel have reached a naming rights agreement for Diamond Sports Regional Sports Network. The agreement will start with the 2024 NHL and NBA seasons and will be long-term pending Diamond's emergence from bankruptcy. And coming up in about 10 minutes, initial weekly jobless claims data and September retail sales numbers are due. Investors will parse through the report for clues on the health of the labor market and the U.S. consumer. Futures are slightly higher after the Dow had another record close yesterday. On Wednesday, the Dow Industrials gained 327, the NASDAQ up 51. That's your money now.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
What does
0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Peterborough Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Peterborough Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peterborough Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Good morning, 7:41 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local chilly. It's chilly. It's pants weather one day. Then it's going to be back to sort of normal for a little while. And then, you know, it's fair time, so you never know what you're going to get, but you know you're going to get at least a day of cold like we sort of have today. Let's see. We got Mike Wood on the line. He is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good to have you. So you guys are hiring John Molchan, who used to work for the state attorney's office as a cold case investigator?
Yeah, right now it's on a voluntary basis, and we're hoping to get him on as quickly as possible as a part-time. But what a home run for us. You know, he's got a lot of experience and dealing with different type of cases. And to have him looking into our cold cases, and that's all he's going to do is to delve into those, is really a great thing, and we're glad to have him.
No, it's a great, and you know, I know John. He loves to use his talents, his legal mind, to investigate things. But he's not kind of like the only one, right? You have cold case people who are working on stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, we have investigators that look into the cold cases, but they also have other cases that they've got to investigate. They don't concentrate on them 100 able to, but the investigators do go over these cold cases. In fact, they swap them every once in a while to get a new perspective, a new set of eyes on them. So, you know, what's important for the people to know, especially the victims, the families of the victims, is that we will never, ever give up on any cold case, and it doesn't matter how old it gets. We're still going to look into that very often, and now we have a very professional individual that's going to be doing it even more.
Is there, in the back of my head, I have a memory that there is a collaborative panel, team, something that you and the Scambia County Sheriff's Office and PPD do this together in some way. Am I misremembering that?
No, you're not. And I don't know how often they meet, but that is a fact. And the reason for that is because the jurisdictional lines, you know, are so close and the bad guys don't know the lines anyway. So a lot of these cases do overlap and have for many years. So that's something that even over into Santa Rosa County as well, we'll go wherever we need to go to get these cases solved and work collaboratively with all the agencies involved.
Right. And it's just, you know, fresh eyes, right? Different eyes sometimes see a thing that, you know,
absolutely.
So sometimes you've seen it too many times to see it fresh in a fresh way.
Yeah.
So tell me about the alleged church burglar, Jeremy Lang. What happened here?
Why? I don't know. They're looking into that. Why would you break into a place of worship? You know, Mr. Lang needs to understand that they're open every Sunday and you can walk right in and they'll welcome you with open arms. There's no need to do it the way that he did it. But that's what he did. And he did it to several churches and he wore the same thing every time, was caught on video. We were aware of what he was wearing and the area that he was concentrating on. And night before last, Lieutenant Amy Parsons was on patrol in the area. and ran right up on him, and he was still in the same clothes, and got out with him, and they found a window-breaking tool on him, some marijuana, and a gun that had been stolen out of a vehicle in Pensacola recently. So we're working to determine what exactly is missing from these churches and which ones we can charge him with at this point, and then other charges are going to be pending on the rest of them.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's infuriating when you, you know, if you're running a church and something like this happens. And so I'm good. I mean, you know, good police work, a weird story though. So I'm glad you guys are out there solving these things. I wanted to ask you, I know in your position, it would not be appropriate for me to ask you what you think of Amendment 3, the marijuana legalization for personal consumption use. But I am curious to know, because your officers have to enforce these laws. And for example, when the medical marijuana law went into effect, it dramatically changed how the dogs needed to be trained because, you know, you couldn't just alert on marijuana in the car as probable cause to do a full search anymore, since people could lawfully possess medical marijuana. How would this law of up to 3 ounces worth of personal consumption quantities of medical marijuana, how would that change what your officers do? How would it impact you sort of as a practical matter?
Well, I mean, some of these dogs now that are coming out are no longer trained in marijuana detection. Some still have that. But, you know, if we locate the drug, then that's, and it's over the amount, then we enforce whatever laws happen to be on the books at that particular moment. So it's a transition that we've been going through the last few years with marijuana. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to have to wait and see where this goes. Our job is to let the attorneys and the lawmakers decide what to do, and then we enforce what's left. And that's how we're going to handle it.
Yeah, it's a weird one, right? Because if the dog still does detect marijuana, which I know a lot of the dogs have not been trained anymore on marijuana for that exact reason, you know, the dog isn't going to tell you 4.5 ounces, boss. You know, so that would be illegal, but the just marijuana alone would not be. So that would be an interesting problem until you get in there and it can actually do the looking. So I'm also curious, if it does pass, how that's going to play out for you. We're talking to Mike Wood. He's public information officer for PPD. Hang on for just a second. Mike, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10 is running a little bit backed up. I-10 eastbound right around the Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29 construction exit and past that. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. There was a weird case. Talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. There was a weird case out of South Florida. Maybe not so weird, but, you know, this guy's out walking his Chihuahua and he concealed carries. And a pit bull attacks him and threatens the dog. He kicks the pit bull. The pit bull is not discouraged. He pulls his weapon and shoots a couple of warning shots. The pit bull is not discouraged, and he shoots the dog. And as a guy who rides bikes and encounters stray dogs all the time, and by no means do I ever want to have to, but, you know, I'm definitely going to kill a dog if it's attacking me or my wife. It's just, you know, it's your fault for letting him run loose in the street. What surprised me about this is that he got arrested. And they weren't, for animal abuse, and they didn't let him use Stand Your Ground. They have now reversed that, and they're allowing him to use Stand Your Ground because it doesn't apply to people, or it only applies to people, not to pets. But if PPD encountered somebody who was being attacked by a dog and killed that dog, unfortunate though that may be, how do you handle that?
Well, first of all, problem number one with that situation was the pit bull was not contained. So it was running loose, which in itself is against the law. So we look at the totality of the circumstances, but any time a person is in fear for their life, whether it's from a pit bull or a snake or an alligator or another person or just whatever you can think of, they have to be able to justify to law enforcement why they drew a weapon and killed whatever it was. But if you fear for your life, and he fired warning shots, which we don't recommend at all.
Right.
But he also kicked the dog, and the dog did not retreat. So he did everything that he could possibly do, it sounds like to me, before he fired the shot that killed the dog. So we look at everything and determine if you felt like that your life was in danger or you're protecting your pet, then I doubt we would have made an arrest in that situation.
Yeah, that seems like the common sense answer to me. And in fact, I'm with you. He seemed to go through almost law enforcement like escalation of force, you know. And again, warning shots are not a great idea. But, you know, he was very deliberate in not rushing to the end solution of shooting the dog. So I'm with you about that. Hey, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, the myth is that federal law enforcement officers have more authority than state and local officers. And, you know, it's not really that they have more authority. It's that that state and local officers have more to enforce. So the majority of laws in the United States are at the state and local level. A police officer can make an arrest for a litany of state charges ranging from traffic misdemeanor to felony assault. And most federal law enforcement officers have jurisdiction over a limited set of federal violations. So in general, state and local officers can make arrests for laws in their limited jurisdictions. So federal agents can make arrests for fewer violations, but throughout the United States. And what's really important here is both federal agents and state and local officers can arrest each other for violations within their respective jurisdictions.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. So the arresting each other, that makes sense to me. I guess I wouldn't have thought about it, but it also makes sense that a federal officer, for example, cannot arrest you for a law that would be a Pensacola ordinance because they don't have authority to enforce that particular law, right?
That's correct.
Interesting.
And, you know, I think we've talked about this before, that on television you see this all the time, and it was in Die Hard, the first Die Hard, when the FBI showed up, how
right.
everybody was upset with them and they just took over. That is not at all how it works. We're glad to see them. They don't just come in and take over a scene. It's not like that at all. So we work very well with our federal partners.
They're going to take your case, man. I know it's all, all this.
Yeah.
And okay, so I'm going to share this with you just because you and I have talked about this so many times. I want to put it out there. I was watching a TV show the other night, and they literally said, well, we can't put out an Amber Alert until 24 hours. I just wanted to throw a shoe at the TV. Like, it's so frustrating, this perpetual lie about don't report missing people, and the police can't even issue an Amber Alert for 20. God, most every Amber Alert that ever gets issued is issued within, like, 5 or 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, not true at all. And while we're on the subject, if you have a child missing, an adult missing, don't look around for an hour before you call us. Call us immediately, because if you find that person, we can always turn around and go back to the station. Please don't wait, because every second matters when someone is missing.
Amen. I genuinely believe that our continued repetition of that message is going to save somebody's life, because the lie is so prevalent in people's minds from having watched TV. So I will say that as many times as we can say it. Mike Woody is a public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
751 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're looking for a vehicle, you know, if you listen to Dave Ramsey, he suggests that, you know what, you buy a very, you know, low-cost car at the very beginning, just something to get you around. Eventually, you progress to a car that's a good quality used, you know, something that's, you know, maybe just a couple of years old. It's got 10 or 20,000 miles. You avoid the quick depreciation hit from the first mile or two that you put on the car, and then you drive that car for an awful long time. That's what I have always done. I've always done it that way. And, you know, I'll drive a car for 10, 15 years and then you have to replace it. Well, Frontier Motors specializes in those kind of cars. The Dave Ramsey car, that's why he recommends them. That's why I recommend them, because you go there and you get a car that's, you know, 3 years old, let's say, and it's got 40 or 50,000 miles on it. And then they warranty it to 100,000 miles. And then you drive it, if you're me, until it's got, you know, 200,000 miles on it. And then you buy another one. That's how that works. And they have a great selection of good quality used vehicles. Only A's. That's all they really sell you, is A quality cars. They stand behind them. And then you can drive as many as you like. You can fiddle with the knobs and as many as you like. And then if they have what you want, buy it. If they don't have what you want, send them to go looking for it. And they'll go hunting for you. And then if they can find it, they'll find it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Candids, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
You finished? Can I go now?
Tony Montana has all the best lines in Scarface. Unfortunately, he mumbles them all. 7:56 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Still seeing the backup on I-10 eastbound. It's backed up way past the Pine Forest exit. So if you're heading on I-10 eastbound from Pine Forest all the way through Highway 29, and after that, so that's about a 10-15 minute delay associated with that one. Also, Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola, right there as you get to the scenic highway, little light there. We're seeing some major backups there, about a 10-15 minute delay on that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yeah, Donald Trump will be in New York today for the annual Al Smith dinner to raise money for Catholic charities. Kamala Harris turned down an invitation to the event last month. Instead, she'll be campaigning in Wisconsin today.
How does she turn this down? This is the only second to the White House Press Correspondents' Dinner. Like, that's the only other one that's in this same category. The Al Smith Dinner is a classic. It's Nerd Prom 2, okay? It's Nerd Homecoming, if you want to think about it. Right. Sorry, go ahead.
Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg will be in North Carolina today. He's assessing recovery efforts in the aftermath of Helene. The Department of Transportation says he'll be getting updates on how federal assistance efforts are going to repair roads and infrastructure there. And the bidding for Shohei Ohtani's 50-50 baseball is now up to $1.8 million. He hit that ball for a home run in Miami last month, becoming the first player in Major League history to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season. The Dodgers reportedly offered the fan that caught the ball $300,000 that day, but apparently he made a good decision and held on to it.
What's the cut? What does an auction house get as their cut? I just don't even know. Is it
10%? Is it like 20%?
20? I really don't know. What do you think, John? You think it's about 20?
Yeah,
think it's about 20.
That'd be, yeah, okay. I agree. All right. Yeah. So he's still making pretty good money. You know what I would be curious about? This is not something you can ever know, but I would be curious how something like that, that is a piece of history, but is also a valuable collectible, how much would the auction price be if there was a rule you couldn't ever resell it?
Oh, yeah.
Like if you knew you could only ever enjoy the ownership of it, what would the price, you know, to differentiate it, the price of the thing itself as opposed to the resale value of an investment property? I'd just be curious, you know, how that would turn out different.